I have people who are grandchildren of some of the first people I taught at Cornell. In fact, I had an eerie experience last year. This young woman came up and said, my mother told me to take this course with you. And she said, I better do it this year, because you might not be here next year.
We came to Cornell in spring of 69. I came, of course, to Cornell with this express mission to start the Africana Studies and Research Center. And so my responsibility was to develop that. But I also was a professor. And this helped me to get to know many of the students on a more direct basis.
There weren't any mentors when we went to college. My final research paper was on the lack of opportunity, supportive services, and financial aid for minority students. So when I came to Cornell, I realized that this is something that many of the students needed.
There was quite a bit of focus on political activities going on in the United States and around the world, especially from the perspective of African Americans. And Cornell was a stimulating place to be. The Africana Studies Center was the focal point of African American students congregating and having a common place that we all experienced while at Cornell. And there were always very special programs and speakers from all over the African diaspora.
When I came to Cornell, I wanted to major in chemistry, which I did. And I met Mrs. Turner, who was very helpful with the Black Biomed group. I found that I really enjoyed the Africana Studies courses as well. So I ended up working with Dr. Turner as my advisor for a second major in Africana Studies. And both of them really helped me with those programs, personally mentoring me, helping me to grow as a young woman. And it was very, very important for the rest of my life.
Just like to take a few minutes to thank everyone for coming out, because we do think it's important to try to bring as many SIVA members together in this area to network and meet each other. And obviously this is a really special occasion for us because we have both Dean Turner and Dr. Turner here, and we'd like to continue to do more things like this throughout the year.
The James and Janice Turner Scholarship Fund, it was just a no-brainer.
We were aware of the difficulty with many of the students finding additional funding. That, along with the fact that the Turners are great people, and we wanted to be able to say thank you to them for all of their hard work over the years.
Financial assistance is what made it possible for me to attend Cornell. I was raised by a single mother, and she told me just to tell the financial aid people that your mother has no money.
There's a difference between your ability to perform academically and your ability to pay for a high-cost institution. And one of the things I'm very proud of in terms of the role that Black students played in the history of Cornell was to articulate a policy of need-blind admission and need-based financial assistance. And when this policy was also replicated at other Ivy schools, it has produced this phenomenal Black middle and professional class in the country.
And then it got better as it went on. She came into the first class and sat down, and I knew you're going to find this hard to believe, in the same row, in the same seat that her mother had some 25 years ago. But it was symbolic, in a way, of that continuity, that connection. And this is what I think is so important about what SIBRA's chosen to do.
It is a tribute that's not like any other. For them to look back and say that we want to honor what it is that you have given over these years to Cornell is about the highest tribute you can get.
The other thing is that they're giving back, and this is what we wanted them to do.
Cornell has already given so much to me. Education of the intellect, an appreciation of the natural world and its beauty, and most importantly, a chance to be part of a small group of African-American adventurers who journeyed to Ithaca in 1969.
The Turners are very special because they really spread it over a wide, wide net, and they turned no one away. That was exceptional. But there are always people that you can find. You just have to make sure that you reach out and find that Dr. Turner or Mrs. Turner for you.